How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. The mighty Rick Adams, huh? Well, we got another midweek meeting today. Wednesday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. And we are expecting our guest to be on the phone line shortly, hopefully. Professor William O. Beeman, Brown University. He is a professor of anthropology. He's involved in many studies of man and his environment, geopolitics, geography, all of that good stuff, and particularly in the Middle East. He is, of course, he is an expert in that area, and Middle East anthropology is, of course, the subject of his latest book, The Great Satan versus the Mad Mullahs, How the United States and Iran Demonize Each Other. Well, that's an interesting book. I don't know if you've seen it or read it yet. You can pick it up from many sources. And, of course, you can also contact the professor's site, www.WilliamBeeman.com. At his blog. And he's a very, very interesting guy. So we hope to have him in a few moments. He's coming from a meeting, and he is back in the state, in Rhode Island, at Brown University. But he was speaking tonight, I believe, before a group or at a meeting. Now, of course, he has many such engagements in the course of every month where he is, in demand, because he has written so much and so often. One of the emails that he has sent out, I think, is a very, very interesting one, containing the works of people like newspaper people, whose columns are often, not syndicated that far, interestingly enough. But William Clark is one of those, the Baltimore Chronicle. And that column has to do with the real reasons why Iran is the next target, the emerging euro-dominated international oil marker. And I want to discuss that a bit with Professor Beeman because, we've been saying this for a long time, and those who study the New World Order and the workings of this cabal have been taking note of the real reasons for war. Not the reasons that are given us, but the real reasons have nothing to do, obviously, with human rights or having to do with weapons of mass destruction or any other such nonsense. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in bed with Red China. And not only in bed with them, but building up a massive slave camp as it was created in 1949 with the killer Mao Zedong. He became the greatest mass murderer next to Joe Stalin of the 20th century. So, has nothing to do with those issues, as you know. Has everything to do with what? Well, money and the love of money as the root of all evil. The Bible has the answers. If you look deep enough, you'll see them. Okay, we'll be back as we wait for Professor Beeman. Later on, we'll also have Jeff on the program, as you heard him mention, talking about Republic trading and what's going on in the economy. Be right back. Rick Adams.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All righty, Rick Adams. We're waiting for Professor Beeman to come to the phones, but so far no luck because he's at a meeting, a very, very important meeting. He usually is. Now, he'll be speaking before a group, I think tomorrow night, the World Affairs Council, which is an adjunct of the Council on Foreign Relations, interestingly enough. Now, Yvonne Schilling is a woman who is one of the people involved in this group, the World Affairs Council, and she's actually said some things in the past that have been pretty interesting and earned her the wrath of the Israeli lobby about the plight of the Palestinians. So not everybody in these lower-level organizations knows what's going on at the top, obviously, and they are invited to join and become members. I had a friend who was a member and for a while and of course, left the organization of the Council on Foreign Relations. They certainly like to entertain people and polish their egos and get them in on the lower level and then bring them into the organization for a bit. And sometimes they stay and sometimes they don't. And I don't think they should stay. I think they should move on and be as independent as possible, as they say. Now, I want to spend time preparing for Professor Beeman in the hopes that he will be here soon on this column that I think people should be aware of. It is a very good column, actually. It has a lot of good meat in it. By William Clark, as we were saying, and that is the real reasons why Iran is the next target. The emerging euro-denominated international oil marker. And this is how he begins the column. First of all, an economic analysis by William Clark. The Iranians are about to commit an offense far greater than Saddam Hussein's conversion to the euro of Iraq's oil exports in the fall of 2000. Numerous articles have revealed Pentagon planning for operations against Iran as early as this year. While the publicly stated reasons will be over Iran's alleged nuclear ambitions, there are unspoken macroeconomic drivers explaining the real reasons regarding the second stage of petrodollar warfare, Iran's upcoming euro-based oil bourse. In 2005 and 2006, the Tehran government has a developed plan to begin competing with New York's NYMEX and London's IPE with respect to international oil trades using a euro-denominated international oil trading mechanism. This means that without some form of U.S. intervention, the euro is going to establish a firm foothold in the international oil trade markets. This is something, again, we've been talking about, right? Given U.S. debt levels and the stated neocon project for U.S. global domination, Tehran's objective constitutes an obvious encroachment on U.S. dollar supremacy in the international oil market. Of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded, because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. War is the parent of armies. From these proceed debt and taxes, known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continued warfare. Who said that? You know who said that? Huh? Who? What American said that? James Madison, 1795. Madison's words of wisdom should be carefully considered by the American people, says Mr. Clark, and the world community. The rapidly deteriorating situation on the ground in Iraq portends an even dire situation for American soldiers and the people of the world community should this administration pursue their strategy regarding Iran. Current geopolitical tensions between the United States and Iran extend beyond the publicly stated concerns regarding Iran's alleged nuclear intentions and likely include a proposed Iranian, petro-euro system for oil trade. Similar to the war in Iraq, upcoming operations against Iran relate to the macroeconomics of the petrodollar recycling and the unpublicized but real challenge for U.S. dollar supremacy from the euro as an alternative oil transaction currency. Ooh, they don't like that, do they? Now, you know, the European bankers and the internationalist globalist bankers actually control both scenarios. So it's not just like the United States is merely fighting against the Europeans. These are contrived wars, just like World War I and II were contrived. Again, over economics, money, and monetary power.
But you see, they control both sides. So, yeah, the United States can get angry about the euro dollar and the euro currency in oil coming from the Middle East. But when push comes to shove, whether it's the euro currencies and the central banks of Europe or the Central Bank of America, both are beholden to the master's boot. And both lick the master's boot. Follow me? Good. He says it is now obvious the invasion of Iraq had less to do with any alleged threat from Saddam's long-gone weapons of mass destruction program, and certainly less to do with fighting international terrorism, than it has to do with gaining control over Iraq's hydrocarbon reserves, and in doing so, maintaining this dollar, the U.S. dollar, as the monopoly currency for the critical international oil market. Throughout 2004, statements by former administration insiders reveal that the intention of toppling Saddam Hussein was important, vital. Indeed, the neocon strategy of installing a pro-U.S. government in Baghdad, along with multiple U.S. military bases, was partly designed to thwart further momentum within OPEC towards a petro-euro. However, subsequent events show this strategy to be fundamentally flawed, with Iran moving forward towards a petro-euro system for international oil trading, while Russia discusses this option too. Candidly stated, Operation Iraqi Freedom was a war designed to install a pro-U.S. puppet in Iraq, establish multiple U.S. military bases before the onset of, quote, peak oil, and to reconvert Iraq back to petrodollars, while hoping to thwart further OPEC momentum towards the euro as an alternative oil transaction currency. Number one, here we go. In 2003, the global community witnessed a combination of petrodollar warfare and oil depletion warfare. The majority of the world's governments, especially the EU, Russia, and China, were not amused. And neither the U.S. soldiers who are currently stationed in Iraq. Instead, the author's original pre-war hypothesis was validated shortly after the war in a Financial Times article dated June 5, 2003, which confirmed Iraqi oil sales returning to the international markets were once again denominated in U.S. dollars, not euros. Not surprisingly, this detail was never mentioned in the five U.S. major media conglomerates who appear to censor this type of information, but confirmation of this vital fact provides insight into one of the crucial yet overlooked realities and rationales for the 2003 Iraqi war. So, quote, the tender for which bids are due by June 10th switches the transaction back to dollars, the international currency of oil sales, despite the greenback's recent fall in value. Saddam Hussein in 2000 insisted Iraq's oil be sold for euros, a political move, but one that improved Iraq's recent earnings, thanks to the rise in the value of the euro against the dollar. Two, unfortunately, it has become clear that yet another manufactured war, some type of ill-advised covert operation, is inevitable under George Bush. Yep, and numerous reports now over the past several months have revealed the neocons are quietly but actively planning for the second petrodollar war. This time, target Iran. Jump aboard. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AURAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we're back. Our number is 800-313-9443. I believe that Dr. Beeman was held over at that meeting that began an hour and a half ago or so. So he may be a little bit later, but he, even if he comes in within the half an hour, we still have time to talk to him because this is too important to let go by the wayside. You know, this author, William Clark, says it is unclear at the time of this writing if this project will be successful or could it prompt overt or covert U.S. interventions, thereby signaling the second phase of the petrodollar warfare in the Middle East. News articles in June of 2004 reveal the discredited neocon sycophant Ahmed Shalabi may have revealed his knowledge to Iran regarding U.S. military planning for operations against his nation. Quote, the reason for the U.S. breakup with Ahmed Shalabi, a Shiite Iraqi politician, could be his leak of Pentagon plans to invade Iran before Christmas of 2005. You know, that's a good time to do it, too. When you think about it, right around Christmas time is when these wars or crises or horrific crimes against humanity are launched. Almost as if these Satanists in the White House and these Satanists in government are trying to take advantage of the philosophy. Now, I'm not saying I'm one of those people that you know, celebrates Christmas greatly or anything like that. I don't want to get into a biblical argument about the efficacy about it and the paganism of it. All I'm saying is, symbolically, this is the time of year when many wars have been started. Of course, Congress is on Christmas recess and vacation. It's also very opportunistic. But it seems almost like it's a deliberate slap in the face at Christians to start these wars that have no purpose, ultimately, beyond the evil purposes of the globalists. No moral being whatsoever. No legitimate interests for America. So it may be by Christmas 2000, or just before, that this objective will be carried out. And, you know, George Bush is more psychopathic, I think, with each passing day. If you watch his lips and you watch his face and his eyes, here's a man that is totally and completely out of the loop as far as reality is concerned. A man driven by a messianic complex of socialism, Zionism, globalism, internationalism, all of these isms that are driving America down the tubes. George Bush is doing all of this, ladies and gentlemen, with a gusto, with an incredible and unparalleled arrogance, making even FDR pale, almost in comparison. So it wouldn't surprise me that within the next 2 months, this may very well happen. And all because of the love of money. You see, it's not money. It's the love of money or wealth or what money can buy. And the threat to the international Kenite order of money. We talk about the Kenites and the kingdoms, the hidden dynasties that are now coming out in the open. And the economies of the world have to be placed on that Kenite system of total and complete control by the international Zionists. They have to control it just as they do the Federal Reserve and the central banking system. See, this war over the euro dollar and the American dollar is a contrived war to begin with, as far as I'm concerned. It fits right into the plan of setting up two scenarios. It's a typical dialectical tool. So no matter what the outcome, guess what? Here's what they say. Heads we win, tails you lose. They don't lose. They never do. And that's exactly what I see happening here. So I'd like to discuss this with Professor Beeman. And even if he is not able to get on tonight, we will have him back. Definitely for next week. But I think he might call it. Anyway, your thoughts, your comments, you see how it's all tying together now. And Syria is the key, the linchpin here. Syria must be invaded. Very, very soon. The American Free Press, front page, brand new issue, November 7th, the newsstand date. Neocons, Condi Rice already picking new leader for Syria. And, of course, Chris Bolin, who we've had on the program umpteen times, writes about it. The aggressive U.S. position against Syria needs to be seen in the context of the Israeli agenda for the region. The neocon policies of the Bush administration conform to that plan. How convenient, huh, ladies and gentlemen? Now, he brings out some very interesting facts. He says, you know, the Harris poll was taken in mid-October. And the poll, of course, is very interesting, what it shows, if you believe in polls, okay? And we'll discuss it when we come back. And we'll discuss it with Professor Beeman, because he's coming on. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All righty. Yes, indeed. We are on, and we are back, and as we promised, Professor William O. Beeman is with us now. I believe he just came back from his meeting. Is that right, Bill?
I'm right here. Thank you.
All right. You made it. As they say, better late than never. You know what I was just discussing? I don't know if you caught any of it, but I was discussing the column on the real reasons why Iran is the next target. And that was a column by William Clark, the emerging Euro-dominated or denominated international oil market. And of course this column is nothing new to many of us here, but it fascinated me nonetheless, Bill Beeman, because it shows that contrary to all of the polemics and rhetorical Vaseline, there's much more here than meets the eye when it comes to the real reasons for wars, right?
Absolutely. And I think that it's very important for your listeners to understand that the question of Iran having nuclear weapons is a complete smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
The United States there is no evidence at all by any inspection team or any international body that Iran actually has a nuclear weapons program. And this was never a concern of the United States until it was decided that we were thinking about doing something about attacking Iran. Mm-hmm. So it and the Clark piece is a very interesting piece, and it certainly reflects one of the concerns that the United States has, and that is that Iran would try to take a significant portion of the petroleum industry out from under the control of the U.S. dollar and from under the economic control of the United States, and they are we are of course opposed to that.
Yeah, pretty obvious, huh? And in the column, he says one of the Federal Reserve's nightmares may begin to unfold in this year or next when it appears international buyers will have a choice of buying a barrel of oil for $50 on the NYMEX and IPE or purchase a barrel of oil for Euro 37, Euro 40, Euros via the Iranian bourse. So, you see, essentially, oil and money go hand in glove, and it's the threat to this system and the Federal Reserve here in the United States that is the real motivating factor for all of the saber-rattling, it seems, against Iran all of a sudden.
There's no question that the United States currency and the U.S. economic position is weakening.
Mm-hmm.
And the what will be extremely interesting is if the if the Chinese or other groups decide to use the their dollar surpluses and purchase oil, or in fact if they stop purchasing dollars altogether and decide that it would be better for them to own euros, and then we're really in very bad trouble.
And then call in all of the credit, right?
Absolutely.
The major creditors, and this has been done to us now. Rumsfeld has been going back and forth now. China recently trying to solidify them as a, quote, military partner with the United States, and that is going to be a very dangerous scenario as well. They have created this massive economic, political, and military possibility now in Asia that is also heavily involved in the Americas, Central America, South America, and so forth.
We have at this point very little control over what China does, and so if tomorrow China wanted to invade Taiwan, the United States would have no ability to stop them.
Right, and practically I don't think they would want to either. Now, it's interesting at the same time that it seems like, once again, if you read the New York Times, Bill, and the Washington Post, and the family of media conglomerates, as we say, every day there's something there now about Syria and Iran. But particularly right now, the concentration is on Syria. And I read the article, the front page story in the American Free Press, neocons and Condi Rice already picking a new leader for Syria. I mean, can you believe it? I believe it.
I believe it too. I will say this, and that is that that poor Bashar al-Assad, who is an ophthalmologist, was not prepared at all to be leader of that country.
No,
it was actually his brother who was supposed to be leader of the country, died prematurely. So it was a very great surprise to him that suddenly he was president. He's a person who's a very shadowy figure. He's almost never seen. We don't really even know who's running Syria, so he is a weak target, and there's no question about that. But the idea that the United States would be involved in trying wholesale to completely manipulate a political system is really reprehensible, and it's something that we, I think, as a nation, shouldn't stand for.
Well, that's true. In fact, reading the column by Paul Craig Roberts, who's coming from the right, and he raises the question: the American people, or the statement, I should say, the American people should be terrified by the warmongering ideologues that President Bush has put in charge of his government. Somehow, they have decided that they are chosen to elect who will lead Syria. And that's quite a profound and basic thought. I mean, George Bush, we know personally, has a messianic complex, and he believes that God has told him to invade Iran, to invade Iraq, to invade Afghanistan, and God knows what other nation God has told him to invade for the betterment of mankind.
Well, it's not just
it's
that.
Scary.
But the neoconservatives had a plan that was started in 1992. We have it; it's quite well documented from 1996, 1998.
PNAC.
That's right. And the first country to attack would be Iraq, then Syria, and then Iran. And so they're following their plan right down to the letter.
Yeah, we need another Pearl Harbor was the slogan,
well,
wasn't
the,
it? Yeah.
The sad thing that will happen is that if in fact we install a puppet regime in Syria, guess what will happen? You'll get automatically an armed resistance, and the Bush administration will immediately say this is, you know, that Syria is just another stop on the global war on terrorism, not telling the American public or coming clean with the American public that that it in fact is the U.S. government actions that have created the terrorism. Terrible.
Yeah, and by the way, Professor Beeman has written a new book, and he's written several. And the new book is what, The Great Satan and the Mad versus the Mad Mullahs.
That's right. The Great Satan versus the Mad Mullahs, how the U.S. and Iran demonize each other. And, in fact, I'll be, for those of you who are in Providence, I'll be speaking tomorrow night at the World Affairs Council.
Mentioned that.
Right? Oh, you did already.
Where's it going to be, though? I didn't mention where it'll be.
At the Hope Club, which is at 6 Benevolent Street on the east side of Providence, just off of Benefit Street.
Right, right.
And the talk will start at 7:30. It's free and open to the public.
Yeah, yeah. Yvonne Schilling, I believe, is part of that group.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also will be at the Brown Bookstore on November 12th.
Brown University Bookstore, right?
Which is a Saturday at 2:00, and I'll be talking about the book, and I'll also be signing books. At that point.
Okay. If anybody has a quick question, by the way, or comment, 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number. Professor Beeman has been there, and I would say you've been there probably more times than I have hairs on my head. You've been to the Middle East. How many times have you been throughout the Middle East?
Oh, I can't even count anymore. I have no idea.
But, I mean, you personally, because, I mean, I admit, I'm not an expert. You know, I can only come to my own conclusions based on everything I read, and that is everything, not just the spoon-fed propaganda of the media elites here. But you've been there, you've seen the people, you've met the people, and essentially, when you go from country to country there, whether it's Syria or whether it's Iran, you see people are basically the same no matter where you go, right?
Well,
I mean, they want the same
things. People differ according to their cultures and their traditions, but you know, basic human motivations are pretty much the same the world around. People care about their families. They want to have friends. They want to. They really want to live in peace, and they want prosperity for themselves and their neighbors. These are basic human.
The problems
desires.
Are the governments usually,
generally,
that generally have a vested interest in wars and in expansionism and territories and so forth. And this interesting point here about by you, by the way, on the New American Media, having to do with the latest salvo that has come from Iran regarding Zionism in Israel is a very interesting case in point. You put an interesting spin on it, and you've said that Iran's new president has once again caused a planetary stir with his rhetoric, but his pronouncement was both naive and unwise at this particular time. However, his sentiments are widespread, I guess, throughout the Middle East because of what people like Ariel Sharon have done.
Well, what's very important is that that Iran and I think people throughout the Middle East make a very clear distinction between Zionism and in fact the Israeli state and Judaism. They're not Mr. Rafsanjani, who was Ahmadinejad's opponent, came out and said quite clearly that Iran has absolutely no problem with Jews or with Judaism. We are friendly with Judaism. We have many Jews in Iran. What we object to is Zionism, which we see as a colonial force and not a religious force.
Right. And you know that many of the victims of the Sharon government and other Zionist governments there have been Jews as well as Arabs. You know, they think nothing of killing even their own when it suits their political purpose. We've seen that many times.
It is a very important distinction, and I think I know that there are many members of the Jewish community in the United States who find mm-hmm. the distinction between Judaism and Zionism not to be a real distinction, but it is a clear distinction in the mm-hmm. in the Middle East itself.
Right. Okay, let's take a call or so, and we've got Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob. You're on the program with Professor Beeman.
Hi. I have a question for your guest.
Sure.
First of all, I don't know anything about how money flows work, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
Could the rise in the price of oil be related to when countries decide to sell dollars, that would weaken the dollar. But if the price of oil goes up, that keeps the dollar strong. Is that right?
Professor Beeman?
Oh, boy.
I know you're not an economist, but I think you can answer.
No, but it's not exactly the case. First of all, we don't own the oil. So that's an important part of the equation. In fact, the United States itself is not very dependent on oil coming from the Middle East. We still only get about 13% or 14% of our oil supplies from the Middle East proper. But the oil market is an international market, and it certainly is true that as long as oil is denominated in dollars, then there is an equivalence between the price of oil and the dollar itself. So I guess your statement is somewhat correct. That is, if the price of oil goes up and we're using dollars to buy it, then there is a strengthening of the dollar. If the oil, because it falls under the American economic sphere, but if the oil were denominated in euros, then that of course would weaken the U.S. control over both the oil supply and the money supply. So there's some truth to what you say.
Yes, the higher price for oil would increase the demand for dollars because people are using dollars to buy oil and they need more dollars to buy the oil.
Yeah.
That would keep the dollar stronger.
But with the stronger dollar necessarily means the higher the price of oil goes, the weakening of the economy continues to grow as well, because people are now taking dollars from everything else and putting them into oil, and just about everything we use, by the way, is a byproduct of oil.
Sure.
So there's some
countervening dynamics in the international economic market, and that partly has to do with the horrendous trade imbalance that the United States has with many nations.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So that's the other side of the coin. That if we have some strength as a result of people using dollars to buy oil, we have a weakness in the fact that we have these terrible trade balances. You'll be interested to know, I think,
uh-huh.
that although the United States has a negative trade imbalance with China, that is, we purchase mm-hmm. much more from China than they purchase from us, the trade imbalance between India and China is positive in India's favor,
mm-hmm.
and if the trade balance between China and Iran is positive in Iran's favor.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, we're... What's quite interesting is that, in essence, our trade imbalance with China is in part going to support Iran. So there's a very, very curious.
As I said before, there's much more behind the scenes, that we don't understand. A lot of people don't know about the New World Order and how these people orchestrate events, build up nations, and then militarily use them to clobber each other. I mean, people have to understand that the whole world is like a chessboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are playing the game happen to be the same people on both sides of the table.
Yeah.
And so, it's, as I said before, heads we win, tails you lose.
Right.
So no matter what they do, it seems as if the American public and the publics of other countries will lose, not only economically, but unfortunately in terms of blood. And that's the real tragedy of war throughout the centuries. Bob, did you have another question, or did you want to...
No.
Okay, thanks for your call. Good question, by the
okay.
way, Bob. All right, thank you. 800-313-9443. And, some of the best questions come forward, Bill, from people that admit they don't know everything. And, I'm one of them.
I don't know everything.
I don't pretend to know what you know about Iran and Syria and these countries, because you not only visited, but you have actually, I guess, lived in some of these countries for a while, right?
Yes, indeed. There's really no substitute for being in that situation, living among the people. I speak the languages, and mm-hmm. that's a very important part of it as well.
Right, Farsi as well, right?
Persian and Arabic and Turkish.
Wow, all right, that's amazing. So you you're able to communicate directly with them. Now, well, George Bush has trouble with English, so we have to be careful.
We do indeed.
All right. We've got a break coming up, and we'd like to continue on with Professor Bill Beaman. You got a question or comment? A quick question, no matter how naive it may seem, by all means, you can hop aboard now if you do, and we'll have the professor back after the break. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and we shall be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio on RBNLive.com. And let's go right back to the phones. Professor William O. Beaman, our guest, and he is an anthropologist, also teaches speech and theater at Brown University. And let's see, we have Rodney now. Hello, Rodney, you're on the program.
Why, good evening. Thank you for taking my call, Rick.
You're welcome.
I had a question for the professor,
yes.
Very brief question.
Go right ahead.
and I will take his answer off the air. Now, here's my question. Professor, I'm interested in your view on peak oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean by that? Does he believe it's real?
He's an anthropologist, so yeah. I'm just interested in what is his view or his perspective on the theory on peak oil?
You know, I've got to tell you that you've reached an area that I really don't know very much about. Can you explain your question a little more clearly and perhaps even define what peak oil is, because I really don't know it?
Well, I can only tell you what I've heard. I've heard, and this is the industry's, and this is a very vague mm-hmm. definition. Their definition of peak oil is that not before too long, we will eventually run out. Now, that's a very vague definition, but what is your opinion?
I understand. I understand what we're talking about. The oil reserves in Saudi Arabia are generally listed as being the largest in the world, and that may be true. But the problem is that you have to be able to get the oil out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real difference between the actual oil reserves as we can measure geologically and the amount of oil that can actually be extracted. And the Saudi Arabian government won't really allow this to be exactly measured. But there's a great fear that there's much less oil in the reserves that can be extracted than actually exist. It is something that really poses a danger for us in the future. And we've been going on blithely thinking that there are many years' worth of oil supply still left, and there may not be that many years
left.
Well,
I think you have to distinguish between reserves and resources. That's an important distinction.
That's right.
And we have authors, we've had people on the program and all across who differ and who say that is absolutely not true. Oil is a replenishable resource, and even from the Soviets' own research into this area, there's a point of contention. So who do we believe, and, you know, who do we accept? Well, we know the neocons have a vested interest in having us believe that.
Excuse me, Rick. I'm sorry. I just wanted to
point out
a very interesting article that the professor might be interested in reading. About 3 weeks ago, the Los Angeles Times did a story in which they were able to investigate documents from within industries on materials,
mm-hmm.
Exxon, Chevron,
all of the big
players. Okay. And in their own words, they admitted, Professor, and these are not Rodney's words, they admitted, I'm paraphrasing this, that that in fact this thing with peak oil is a scam.
Very interesting.
And I would encourage you to take a look. About 3 weeks ago in the Los Angeles Times, it was a very big write-up, and have basically mm-hmm. said to the American public and anybody else who's buying their oil, this is a scam, but you know what? We have a monopoly. Well, actually, the word I prefer to use is it's a cartel, and
right.
they control it. And until somebody steps in and says enough is enough.
Rodney, you made the point very well. Yeah. Thanks for the info. We'll be back. Professor Beeman, can you stay?
I'll stay for a few more minutes.
We'll stay for about 15 more. All right, be right back with Professor Beeman. I'm Rick Adams.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible?
Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.